Voices Australia was actually engaged at the federal level to and funded to develop a national response for the Tasmanian outbreak of Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome, because it just doesn't only affect Tasmania, it also affects the other states, particularly South Australia, given that that's where the majority of the spat supply has come from for South Australia. What this announcement has done, it's left us in no man's land. We're not really sure where we currently sit at the federal level. We have engaged a person by the name of Jan Davis to put together this national response approach on behalf of Oysters Australia. But we now need very strong guidance from both federal ministers as to where we sit in this whole process about potential federal funding.
So when you approached Jan Davis for this this program, did you think that you had money coming or funding coming for this?
What the clear message we got was, come with a united voice, come with a carefully considered approach, you're going to get one bite at the cherry, or as we thought. So we, you know, there was going to, you know, make one response for federal funding. I think what's happened here is Oysters Tasmania put a position paper to their own government, and I suspect that their own minister took that to the federal minister, and between them they decided that they were going to provide joint funding. But it now has left us in a very difficult situation, because we thought that there was going to be no funding provided at the federal level until we had presented this report from Jan Davis showing, you know, after engaging key stakeholders as to where the money was going to be best spent.
So what role does Oysters Australia play in all of this? Are you sort of the overarching body for all oyster growers in Australia?
We're the national representative body for particularly the three major oyster-growing states. Now, they have, and our representation is made up from the state bodies from those states, so we try and work on a coordinated national approach where needed. What we were trying to do here was assist the Tasmanian process, or assist the Tasmanian outbreak and help the growers there, but also ensure that there was a national approach to any federal assistance. What we're now left with is a real unknown and almost a bit of confusion, and once, as I said before, we do need some immediate guidance from both federal ministers as to where the Oysters Australia position currently sits.
What could happen if you don't get that guidance?
Well, we've busted our guts in trying to put this approach together, because we've got such tight timelines. Jan Davis has met with key stakeholders, industry and government in three states, or is in the process of meeting with them. She's going to brief us in 2 days' time at Tasmania. What we risk having is Jan putting together a strategy, us giving it to the governments, and then having it just sit on a desk somewhere and nothing happening about it. That's going to be gut-busting for us. But as well as that, it's we're worried that there's a bit bigger picture out there than what's being funded, particularly on the genetics program, which is now at risk, and that genetics program is going to be the key to having oysters that are not affected by this disease in the future. And if we haven't worked out any level of assistance for that program, we risk being back in exactly the same boat in 12 months' time in Tasmania.
What was the funding that has been announced? What's that being put towards?
The funding has predominantly got two main elements. It's the federal funding is going direct. $1.5 million of federal funding is mostly going towards helping growers clean up their leases. And the state funding is about allowing growers to also access concessional loans. And obviously they're going to continue with their fee relief, but that's all state-based stuff. So that's the only two elements that's being funded. We were seeking a more strategic approach across a range of issues, because, like I said, you're cleaning up the blood, but you're not dealing with the wound that's still bleeding. This disease is not going to go away in Tasmania. It will still be there next year and the year after. If growers put stock back in the water next year and experience exactly the same problems, they're still going to have problems with cleanup, they're still going to have problems with finance. That's why we were seeking a broader picture approach which assists in having oysters available that are economically viable but are resistant to the virus. That way they can farm with a lot more security and safety. The money at the moment is not put into dealing with the problem, it's just assisting growers deal with the current situation.
And have you been in touch with the relevant ministers in the last 24 hours?
We only found out about this late yesterday, so we were left completely out of the loop. And by the time we started trying to contact people, it was very late in the day. I have spoken with Minister Rustin's advisor, and I'm supposed to be speaking this morning, hopefully, with Minister Joyce's advisor. But we really do need a clear message coming between the minister's offices and Oysters Australia as to where the process that we had thought we had faith in and we thought the federal level they had faith in now sits, because if we put together a position paper and a report that provides a strategy and a response to help this issue be dealt with, or the oyster virus be dealt with at a national level, and that doesn't go anywhere, it's just a massively lost opportunity.
So just to clarify, Bruce, if you're just wanting an answer at this stage about whether to continue with this project that you're looking at the moment and then potentially going on with where to next for the rest of Australia.
Yeah, this is about whether or not we should even continue to develop a national response, or after yesterday's announcements, have we, is it now all over? So we need to know what to do, because there are key things that are still being missed. There are still, we will risk being back in exactly the same boat in 12 months' time at the next summer. We need very strong guidance at the federal level. Will this project that we're doing be taking credibility, or should we just give up on it? And if we don't find that clarity, it just becomes gut busting. You just don't know where you stand. And we were left out of the loop yesterday and yesterday's announcement, and we thought we were putting something together that was going to assist at the federal level, particularly when it comes to guiding funding or assisting in, directing funding to for its very best outcome. And at the moment, I'm afraid, Brooke, we are feeling quite lost.